Afternoons with Christine Layton, 12:30 till 3:30 on ABC Radio Perth.
20 minutes to one. Tis the season for... Oh, those hardcore organ beats. Yes. Warmer weather, good moods, friends and family on annual leave with nowhere to go. Weddings. Does anyone actually walk down the aisle to the wedding march anymore, by the way? Yeah. The template wedding no longer exists. Couples are making their own rules. Jen from Basso, my husband and I eloped, got married in Palm Bay, Long Island, Queensland, while sailing the Whitsundays with two of our friends, the only guests. No reception, no gifts. We'd been together 12 years, so didn't want to fuss. It was great. That was 28 years ago and still going strong. Former TV reporter Candice Bitter is a wedding celebrant now. So I thought I'd get her take on the fact that some couples are now choosing not to ask for a gift of money or things, instead asking guests to pay for their food and drink. Hello, Candice.
Hi, Christine. It's glorious outside. Great day for a wedding, if anyone's interested.
Isn't it? Isn't it? I've got many questions to ask you. Firstly, have you seen anyone walk down the aisle to the wedding march lately?
No, it's always been, we joke about it as celebrants actually, A Thousand Years by Christina Perry, that song from the movie Twilight is the song that everyone's been walking down to for the past 2 years, to the point where we have sweepstakes running on it.
A Thousand Years sounds like torture just quietly, but anyway.
The other one is You're Still the One by Shania Twain.
Oh, okay, good to know. Right. A Thousand Years of Marriage, by the way, not necessarily the song, but to you it would probably would be a form of torture. Now, did you buck the trend in any way when you got married, Candice?
I did. We eloped, exactly as your wonderful correspondent wrote to you. A very, very similar situation. I could not be bothered planning a big wedding. I proposed.
Oh.
After 5 years together, I proposed. I planned a big 12-month worth of proposal, and I was so exhausted from that I said to him on the day, do you want to get married in 6 weeks? And he said, sounds good, and off we went.
Oh, brilliant. Where did you do it?
Hawaii. Obviously pre-COVID.
Yes, obviously.
But yes, can recommend. Terrible advertisement for the wedding industry, but hey, it was a great day.
Hey, we'd prefer honesty here. I'll take it, Candice.
That's it.
This whole paying for your food and drink thing, we have had some really good texts on it, but have you seen a lot of that lately?
You know what? Since COVID has come through, I've actually seen this happening a little bit more than it used to. And I think there are a couple of reasons for it. Largely, wedding budgets have been decimated by the pandemic. So people are looking for creative ways to streamline their wedding budget without having to sacrifice some of the nice things that come with the inverted commas traditional wedding. So one of the ways, as you quite rightly point out, is having guests, rather than spending money on a gift where, you know, if this couple's been together for 10 years already, they probably have enough toasters and coasters and all of that kind of thing, they'd much rather you just cover your own dinner and drinks for the evening. It's much easier as a guest, I found, as well, because I don't need to think of what to get them.
Oh, so true. And then you don't have to lug a gift around. You don't have to forget an envelope of money in your bag.
Very good, yeah. And very, very occasionally you see some opportunistic folks come in and target the wishing well, so that eliminates that entirely as well.
Oh, things that a celebrant would notice. I had not.
It happens, sadly, but it's one of the first things I say to people is when it comes to your wishing well, have a point in the evening before people imbibe too heavily. Have someone responsible go and do something with the wishing well.
Oh, good point. Yeah, you don't want to have to be running defence all night on that. So the appeal of getting people to pay for their food and drink, is it purely about saving money? Does it also reduce waste in a way if you're not buying people gifts they already have?
Yeah, it definitely reduces a lot of waste. There is a big movement toward like eco-weddings, ethical weddings that we've noticed in the past probably 5 years as well. So anything that reduces the amount of wrapping paper, the plastic, the packaging, anything that does that and leans more toward practical things, whether it be gifting an experience or gifting a cookbook or something with some advice, something real or contributing to the wedding in some way rather than showing up with a gift has been very welcomed. Another thing that we often see is certainly in my generation of people getting married anyway, so this would be people sort of between the ages of 20 and 40, not many parents contribute to the wedding these days. Very rarely do I see that, especially in a civil wedding. So where the couple is, you know, quite rightly financing the wedding entirely themselves, there are some benefits to that. You know, yes, they can make some decisions that some people of a more formal etiquette mind might think is a little bit tacky in asking guests to pay their own way. But if they're not contributing to the wedding, they don't really get a say. So it eliminates some of the argy-bargy that comes with wedding planning.
That's so true, where they want a whole table set aside for the friends that you barely know, which means that you can't invite the friends that you know so well. Yeah, good point. My guest is Candice Bitter. She is a former TV reporter, now a wedding celebrant, and I thought we'd speak to her with regards to current trends on weddings. Sandra from Maddington. Hello, Sandra.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. Tell me about your wedding in 1997.
Well, we'd met later in life and we'd had two of everything and enough cheese graters to last us a lifetime. So we just decided that we would get married, and we didn't have any money, but we had assets. So we just asked everybody if they would contribute in lieu of presents, and that's what happened. And nobody whinged about it. Nobody said anything. I was probably a bit cheeky at the time. It was, no one had ever done that before, but I just had in my mind it was a good philosophical way of not wasting things, and the people that wanted to come would come and the people that didn't wouldn't. So
yeah, that's so true. So were there any guests who were offended, any who questioned it at the time, Sandra?
Well, not that anyone said anything to me, no.
Yeah.
The people just sent me a check at the time and we just got on with it. Right. But I didn't tell the venue it was a wedding either. I told them it was just a sort of a party.
You're really clever, Sandra. So, you should be a wedding planner.
It wasn't very expensive. We had four courses and we paid for the champagne and that was okay, and it was no big deal, you know.
Look at that. How much did it cost all up?
Probably about $2,500, I think.
Oh, what a bargain.
It was a long time ago now, wasn't it, you know?
Yeah, but still. So
everybody paid. We went line dancing afterwards and we had a great time.
Oh, that's awesome. And still married?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes, still married.
Very good.
Oh. To those cheese graters, I'll tell you, he likes round ones and I like square ones. So.
But you still make it work. Oh, Sandra, that's great. What did you think hearing that, Candice?
I think that Sandra's ahead of the curve. I like to hear a lady that's forward-thinking and setting the trends herself. That's great.
Mm. Look, I wonder, are there any downsides to asking people to pay their own way? Have you had anyone say anything to you?
Yeah, so I run a lot of interference at weddings when it comes to these things. Sometimes to put it in a baseball analogy, I'm the catcher.
Oh, yes. Oh.
I'm not letting anything get through. But what I often will, either a little snarky remark here or there from people who think from an etiquette point of view that it's, not quite the done thing. But what sometimes I see is some well-meaning awkwardness around, well, do I still buy a gift even if I still pay for myself? There are people who still feel obligated to buy a gift, so they're showing up with a gift anyway, which then makes everyone else feel awkward because they haven't shown up with a gift or an envelope.
Yes.
One way that I've seen that be tempered is by asking everyone to not pay in advance for themselves, but maybe put their money for the amount of guests inside an envelope and contribute that to the wishing well when they arrive. So everybody, it's an even playing field. Everybody's put an envelope in.
Yeah, that's clever. I'll read you some of the text, Candice, and I've got a question here for you. Angela in Duncraig said, beautiful second time for both weddings. Beautiful second time for both weddings. Who asked that gift money be donated to charity? Right, I see. So some people asking that it be donated. That's really clever. Pete from Mandurah. Yeah. As a retired pro photographer, I found quite a few young couples would request assistance to pay for their weddings rather than a wedding gift. So that's interesting. Simon from
Cottesloe. I get paid by a lot of parents.
Yes. Actually, you would be the gift.
The gift.
And running defence, I'm sure you don't charge extra, and thank you for doing it for them, Candice.
We like the joke as a celebrant. It's an expensive party without us.
That's very true. Simon from Cottesloe, my wife and I got married in a town hall and cut it up, and we had all of our friends come and individually present a concert for us, which is fabulous. That's clever.
I love it.
Yeah. And Sarah has asked, wow, a year planning your engagement. What was your proposal, Candice?
Okay. So this is, okay, I don't mean to take up much time, but what I did, bless, I worked in the media at the time And given, you know, as a person working in the media, we sometimes get given opportunities to talk to some really exciting people.
Oh, yeah.
So armed with my video camera, every time I went out and interviewed somebody that my now husband admired, spoiler alert, he said yes, I asked them to just say a few words to me on the screen so that I could weave together a video that I could put to him when the time came. So I weaved together this video of, I think it was about 10 different celebrities, all people that he very much admired. The piece de resistance was Alice Cooper, who my husband absolutely adores.
Yep.
And he was the most delightful man in person, I must say. And so I did that. And then in order to present the video to him, given that we media folks are always doing quirky little things in the names of our jobs.
Yes.
I said that, my employer is planning a Perth's biggest scavenger hunt and we need some people to dummy run it. So I printed out an indemnity form, which was from the San Francisco Fun Run, but I just changed the words through it, knowing that he wouldn't read it terribly much. Made him sign the indemnity and I sent him on a scavenger hunt around Perth. And it was only at the very end when he went to the Esplanade Hotel in Fremantle, was given a room key and told to watch a video on the iPad there.
Oh.
That it all twigged for him in that moment. And I'm sitting there absolutely shivering. I generally don't drink alcohol and I had 2 champagnes that day. And I was, I was a very nervous lady sitting downstairs. And he comes walking down the stairs. Anyone who's familiar with the Esplanade Hotel will know that the bar's in the front. And he comes walking down the stairs and he walks toward the exit. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's it. I'm done. We've been together for 5 years at that point. I'm like, well, at least he's got somewhere to sleep tonight, doesn't he? Because I booked the hotel. But he walked into the bar and he said, well, yeah. And I'm like, phew, okay, I'm so exhausted from that. Let's get married in Hawaii.
Oh my goodness, Candace, you are a keeper. That is just phenomenal. And then, of course, you had 1,000 years as your song walking down the aisle, didn't you?
Well, here's another way I bucked the trend, actually. I was very hands-off with the wedding planning itself.
Mm.
I said to the celebrant, I don't know what song I want for my aisle song. Can you hit shuffle on your phone?
Oh, good one. Oh.
So we ended up with some nice Hawaiian ukulele that I still couldn't tell you what it is.
That's amazing. Something. Probably something from Moana. Candace, you have made my day. That is really, really lovely. Let's talk again. Thank you so much for coming on to have a chat.
My honour. Anytime. I'm always around. I've got 2 little kids and I'm always listening.
Yes, and good work for coming on air after going to the zoo, by the way. That's also
glorious day if anyone's up for it.
Yeah, that's true. That is Candace Bitter, marriage celebrant, Nee Barnes, former TV reporter, talking about people who pay their own way at the wedding, at the request of the couple, of course.